Show off students. Who likes to show off? We do. Pictures are a huge part of kids' lives now. Time to turn into a band photographer and shoot some pics of kids. Make sure these pictures are online with parental permission. Make sure to put these pictures online with parental permission. Show actual pictures on the wall. Have in a digital picture frame. Send them in newsletters, text, email to parents after the event has happened. The greatest part about this is that we can go from it being the first time to something regular they do in your program. You are the creator of your musical universe. The student comes to the consultation. They're standing next to you. You go to an imaginary door to their musical future for the next 4 to 10 years. And here they are, here are the two visuals they see to choose from. A, the door opens and it's a closet-sized room where they'll experience the most basic of musical training and experienced music stores have been offering for decades, or B, they open the door and it's a musical Disney World, a gigantic and evolving theme park of musical experiences and training classes for them to be inspired and motivated by for the next 4 to 10 years. Which one do you think they would want to be a part of? What are some of the current reasons why you haven't or can't build a bigger version of option B? Are there any M&M's memorable musical firsts that you currently have in place? Are there any M&M's you can have in place 1, 2, or 3 years from now? Be the first teacher to help them live out their musical dreams with. The above is a big help to making the weekly training worth it, and it inspires them to get back on the path if they get off for any reason. While it's not 100% guaranteed they'll stay until they graduate, leave it all on the studio floor and you'll know you did everything you could. Creating musical theme parks. Creating M&M's first memorable music firsts. Examples you can create when the door opens for the student to walk through. In order of complexity or financing. Recording studios. Having a show or multiple shows, ongoing shows. Mini shows in the store with show lights and classmates. Student jam with pro band members you hire. Halloween, Christmas, etc. performances students can do at your home or in your store. Every year a student plays dressed up in a costume playing Halloween themes outside your front door for trick-or-treaters. That's a big one. Videos of your class songs and their self-written ones. Playing happy birthday for other classmates on their birthdays. Soloing students' performances for class members. Workshop events. Jam with other kids in classes. And you continue with more ideas. Create steps to success training documents. Within all these events, a guide from start to finish on how to successfully accomplish these awesome events would be helpful. You need to make sure you're teaching the concept the same way each time and have your thoughts clearly refined into one document. Create a step-by-step rundown from start to finish. For example, like videoing a song. Stage 1, make sure your guitar strap is fastened to your strap button and the strap button screws and input jack nut are tight. 2, before you plug the instrument cable into the guitar jack, loop it through the guitar strap where your picking arm goes, which is called the cable loop method. 3, when standing up, the guitar is positioned at a height that's proper for your technique and accurate muscle memory. Try to line up the guitar pickups with your belly button or the body's upper arm around your chest muscle. If needed, adjust the height with the strap. 4, when playing on video or show, always stand with a slight bend in your knees. You would do this for many or all the events. Start from the simplest aspect and build. Look at how the video training documents start at the tightening of loose nuts and screws. And then you just jot things down you missed over time, and before you know it, it's a pretty tight document that works year after year because you've been through it and have proof that it works. Because you've thought it through and have proof that it works. Moment of calm to help possible overwhelm. You're not going to build these program systems or even refine this all in a week, month, and probably not even everything in a year. You'll have time to implement all your greatest all your great ideas, because being a music teacher is your lifelong career. And this is what you choose to do, and you'll build and refine all this over your career. Look forward to creating your musical spa by building and refining all this with enjoyable work each week to create a music program you want to offer your skills and lifelong passion in. Extremes of emotion. Now, wake the hell up. You're dealing with kids, people. One minute they're sitting in their chair, and the next minute they've got your cat, Mr. Snuggles, in a chokehold. We're going to take these little kids and turn them into machines that eat, sleep, and think about being guitar warriors. They're going to go out there and dominate, and you're going to inspire them to literally take over the world and crush anything in their way. Sorry, that was my seminar, Turning Kids into Ultimate Warriors, with Sergeant Shredder. My bad. Inspiration and motivation. The teaching triangle. You. To exert, animate, enliven, and exalt an influence on someone, that is what inspiration is. Motivation is something that causes a person to act. How are you going to help kids go from zero guitar experience, still developing physical motor skills and coordination, etc., to riding every one of your ideas at your awesome guitar theme park? One thing to keep in mind is the frustration kids have of not being able to play the way you want, and the weekly mental anguish this can create. What you say and how you express these words to the students matters. Weeks fly by when you're the weekly highlight for your students. Your words and energy alone can help pass some of the early frustrating months that can be so frustrating that they'd normally quit. Are you a motivational musical chef? What type of music chef are you? What type of motivational and inspirational foods, in other words, words, activities, experiences, and events, do you think you have been feeding your champions each week? Passion pie? Meh pie? Doubting donuts? Lazy lasagna? On fire fries, progress pizza, or procrastination pizza, crappy attitude chicken breaded with your crummy weak crumbs, etc. Are you aware of what type of inspirational/motivational baker you are today, and which type you want to become? Do you realize kids are eating your food each week, and they walk into your restaurant? Parents are also dining in. How you speak to parents will also help them stay motivated with following through with the lessons each week. They have to enjoy the menu you're offering and not only get on board, but see the quality ingredients and finished product, and they agree to buy it month after month. How is your cooking when parents are eating? Are you the same person or different? Are there verbal and nonverbal skills in this area you need to work on? Serve them convincing cake. Telling a student they're going to play in a classroom with other kids for the first time, perform in class, get videoed playing songs, recordings, getting on stage to play a show, etc., can be very scary for some kids. You'll need to convince them on the positives of taking these actions and build their confidence up to do them. How good are you at describing how awesome it's going to be to take a bite of this pie? Telling them about the quality ingredients, showing them the pie in pictures, and having them see it themselves, having them see themselves in it. Handing them the slice and guiding them on how to hold the fork and cut into it. How to lift the fork into their mouth and not to bite down on it. Making sure they chew gently, not too fast, all while completely mashing the food before swallowing. Questioning about them about how good it was or wasn't and what could have been done to make it better, and recognizing that if they need to need less food or they need more, all while you're watching them eat it. Have you been serving convincing cake? Have you ever met someone who was so passionate about something that you got sucked into it with them? Think about one moment where you, maybe the kid version of you, got convinced or forced, and the result was better or way better than you thought. Can you remember the person, people, or commercial that was the influencer? Can you recall this energy that was exuded? Can you recall what was said to you? Can you recall where your initial thoughts about taking this action were before you did it? And after doing this new thing, did you think to keep doing it and make it part of your life? Kids will need help visually and verbally when trying new things to keep going through the line at your musical theme park. So remember, to inspire is to exert an animating, enlivening, or exalting influence on someone. To motivate is something that causes a person to act. Will the real coach please stand up? Which one of your many coaching skill sets are you going to call on to motivate kids? How do you know which type of musical trainers live inside you to help motivate them? Here's a helpful start. Which trainers are currently with you, sort of with you, not yet or never? Grade these from A to F in how well these represent you as a trainer and coach. The patient priest, the constructive critic, the self-doubter who doesn't show conviction, the wrist slapper, the Donnie or Debbie Downer, who doesn't show excitement or energy, the happy Madison, who shows positive attitude, the drill sergeant, who's very firm and pushes hard, the stoner, who just says, whatever, dude, the jokester, the philosopher, quoting and analyzing, the film director, who shows them visuals of how this could be you. Coach them to bring home the gold medal. You get to create the musical world your students live in at your school. You can start over from scratch and blow up all your old thoughts and paper fences like I did, or slowly refine yourself and current school programs over time. It's your call. You're the coach. You get to call the plays and deal with how the players execute them. There's nothing that says with hard work you can't call touchdowns for most or all the plays. It's your game and your team playing. You get to teach, train, and coach them your way to achieve your greatest musical events, classes, and experiences. This also means you have to know who you are as a teacher, trainer, coach. And not every percent, but the closer you get, the better you can focus on your strengths and weaknesses. Inspire and motivate kids to see and walk your musical Disneyland path. Now let's go help them achieve it.